This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Tracy Black, who is helping me to implement a program of elder abuse at Safe Place. And welcome back to our program.
Thanks, David.
Last week we were talking about some statistics. Give us that demographic about the aging in Mitchell County again.
Okay, North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Aging, predicts by the year 2030, the population in general will only increase by about 2% for Mitchell County. And while all other age demographics are predicted to decrease, the elder population, 65 and older, is expected to be somewhere around 187% of its current rate.
That's a big figure. I've noticed this in the past few years because I have to write grants for Safe Place, and we're always looking at statistics about our population and whatnot. And the two areas that are growing slightly, but the only areas that are growing in our population, are the elderly and the Hispanics. Those are the two growing populations right now. But the elderly population is increasing everywhere. I mean, we're just aging because of the baby boomers. And the younger people in our county are having to leave if they go to college, or if they have to get a meaningful job, they have to leave the area. And also, this is an area where a lot of retirees move in because it's just a nice place to live.
Sure.
And so that, for those reasons, we have expecting a tremendous increase in the aging. Right now, what's the percentage of people over 65 in our population?
Right now, it's looking to be about 13%.
And I suppose if we see about that percentage at Safe Place as our clients.
No, we sure don't. We are seeing age 52 and over approximately 3% of our clients.
So we know that there's probably a lot of people out there in the elderly population group that could use our services, but really, really are not. So let's talk about some of the things that we're doing to alleviate this problem. We've committed to putting together a program on elderly abuse, and to do that, we have put together an elder abuse summit recently. Tell us a little bit about who attended that.
It was a really great event. We had a lot of people there from the Sheriff's Department, hospital, DSS, Head Start, Senior Citizen Center, Council on Aging, Safe Place staff.
And what we're trying to do there is to get everybody who is a stakeholder or sees this group of people that we're talking about and find out where the holes are and try to plug those holes with our next grant.
Exactly.
And we've hired as a consultant a lady named Mary Tishner, who's been very active among the senior citizen population and the Council on Aging, as one of our consultants. And we have a couple of small grants. Tell us about those two small grants that helped us get started this year.
Yeah, we got one grant from Department of Social Services Family Violence Prevention Fund and a small grant from the United Way. And those grants are to educate the public at large about elder abuse, and most importantly, to lay the foundation for a full-fledged program where we can actually start providing services directly to the people that need it.
And you just finished writing a grant. It was a grant that came from funds from the stimulus package that Congress, everybody's aware of that, I'm sure, but a big chunk of money came to North Carolina, and part of that was set aside for Governor's Crime Commission to implement some programs. We're applying for one to help with elder abuse, and we hope that we'll get that. And if we do, we'll have some money to hire a full-time coordinator to work with Senior Citizen Center and all these other agencies in the future to try and alleviate some of the problems with elder abuse. So that's kind of where we are. And in the meantime, you're available. You're our point of contact at Safe Place. And you're available to talk with anybody who might be interested or have questions.
Absolutely.
Well, give them the phone number if they want to call.
You can get a hold of me or any of our Safe Place staff at 765-4044.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for being with us the past 3 weeks. And I want to thank our listeners, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.